Welcome to The Sovereign CEO, a podcast where we explore what it really means to become powerful beyond measure. Expect to hear incredible stories about possibility, creativity, business, self-mastery, and of course, the Great Awakening. I'm here to be your hype girl, to give you strategic tools that help you win, and to shed a light on things that you really need to know. Let's work on mastering your mindset and mastering your mission so you can build an empire, live a purpose-driven life, and create more freedom within it, no matter what the world around you is doing. All right, everyone, welcome to the show. Quick solo episode for you today. Some news dropped on Instagram and I thought we could talk about it. You guys might already know who Mark Groves is. Mark has been on the podcast before. He's a friend of mine. He's a content creator, an author, a speaker. He talks about relationships, human connection, codependency. He's also been a voice in this truthing, freedom-y community. And if you already follow Mark, you probably really love what he has to say. He's got this wonderful, gentle approach to the material that he puts out. He's a critical thinker. He's a sense maker. And he's not polarizing. And that's the kind of people that I like to listen to these days. They are highlighting what needs to be said, and also they're not out there for attention. They're trying to build bridges. Anyways, long story short, he dropped some big news today. We're going to talk about that on the show. This was also an Instagram Live, so some of you were along with me while I recorded this. Yeah, and it's going to open up a bigger conversation about social media. I mean, what are we even doing here, right? It's really funny timing because I'm literally about to launch my monthly workshop. And guess what it's all about? Social media strategy. How do we use these things intentionally? How do we use them strategically? How do we not spend hours of our time wasted? Because it's easy to do. And social media, it can be a gift. You know, technology can be a gift. It's never been easier to have an online business. It's never been easier to grow a business and brand. You have a global audience, free marketing tools in your pockets. It's amazing. But of course, it comes with its downside. So we're going to talk about the downside a little bit today. I'm going to reveal what Mark Groves talked about, and I'm going to share some tools with you about how you can be more strategic with your use of social media. And I'm not just talking about timers or using it less. I mean, how do we really leverage these things, use them well, while maintaining our inner peace and our creativity? And I know you guys are here for that. Before we get into the show, a couple quick announcements. My next workshop is called The Social CEO. And The Social CEO is going to be just about this topic. It's perfect, really. How do you leverage the genius that is social media for max revenue and growth without it just being a time-wasting thing? Because that's easy to do as well. You can find the link for that. We're going live on March 27th. If you can't join me live, I wish you could. It'd be good to see your face. But if you got a regular job, if you can't come see me live, there will be a replay. You're not going to want to miss it. We kept it at a ridiculously low price point. There's going to be tons of strategy. I have 4 great bonus materials. You're going to get a ton of content ideas. And I'm just going to help you be really, really strategic with your social media so that it's time well used instead of time wasted. Also, at the filming of this podcast, we have just 2 weeks until the next round of Master Your Mission. Master Your Mission is my quarterly mastermind. This is for digital entrepreneurs who want to work on refining their business model, refining their brand, growing their brand. You want to become really strategic with everything from your content to your sales strategy, and you're really ready to devote some time and energy into your business over the next 90 days. There's a ton of value packed inside. You get the mastermind, but also all of my other programs and offerings during that time period. So you'll get the Sovereign CEO, my coaching membership. You'll get every single workshop that I do during this time period, and you'll get work edits with me. We've also decided to lower the amount of people that are going to get into this next round because I just want to make sure that I give you guys my best. Because I am editing content and sales pages and all of that good stuff inside, I want to make sure I'm not overcommitted and you guys get all of me so that together we can help you co-create some really amazing content, some sales pages, beautiful websites, all the things. So you can find out more in the show notes. I will link both of those things down below. It's never been a better time to grow a digital business. And also, like, yeah, money is important in 2024, but how about work that you actually like? How about work outside of the system? How about having a focus for yourself in 2024 so that you could take your eyes off of all the other crazy, kooky things that are happening in the world? Yeah. I just saw the other day that the Supreme Court of Canada, for example, we're no longer going to be using the word woman. We are now vagina people. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Why have any time left to soak up information like that? Like, I would just way rather be focused on my business and working with you guys. And yeah, I can't, guys. Like, talk about being mindful of social media. Like, I can't look. The world is so upside down. So thank you guys for not being one of those upside down people. I can't believe how many people got hoodwinked in the last 4 years. I mean, really. Well, let's get into the episode. It's short and sweet. Let's talk about what Mark dropped on us today. It's a big bomb. And I want to share some tools that you can use to be more strategic with your time on social media. Hey, come on in. Come on in. I'm going to teach you something. And there's big news today. Big news. So let's talk about that. I'm going to record this too and repurpose, make this a podcast as well. In case you guys can't join me live. Hello. Come on in. So big news dropped today. Big news dropped. Hey, friends. Hey, Deidre. So I'm going to teach you something, and we're going to talk about something that just happened here as well, because I can guarantee that a lot of you guys are feeling this right now. So I really have fun on these social apps. You can tell I have fun because I drop some funny reels and some memes. I love interacting in the DMs and genuinely, like getting to know people that show up there. I don't do any like the hey girl messages and like cold call people. I actually have like real conversations on this app. It's a social app. It's fun. And I've always had fun with it. But 2 weeks ago, I don't know what happened. And I'm sharing about this because I know it's happened to a lot of you too. All of a sudden, it wasn't fun. And I just got hit with this energy vampire. And I just couldn't. And I backed up. I went outside. We took a fun trip with the kids and the family. And I need to do things differently. I don't know what that energy vampire was, but it was trying to get my attention about something. Now, let's talk about what just happened today. Mark Groves, who I know a lot of you guys love, he just dropped a bomb. He is deleting Instagram, which is a big deal when you use Instagram as intentionally as someone like Mark. Mark has used these platforms to grow his business His Instagram, just one of them, is 1.1 million followers, which is an incredible goal, an incredible milestone. So many people wish that they could have that amount of followers. I mean, that could do amazing things for your business. He has 70,000 followers on his other account, and he just made the announcement today that he's leaving. That's a boss decision. Congratulations, Mark. I feel that, but a little differently. So one, I just like want to congratulate Mark because he is moving on over to YouTube and he's just going to put his attention on YouTube and his podcast. That's where he wants to be. That's where he wants to create. YouTube pays its creators. I am personally scared of YouTube because my podcast makes a lot of content that I could never, ever put on YouTube. I already have two strikes against me. So I don't actually know if YouTube is the platform for someone like Carla Treadway. But Mark really wants to lean into his work there. He wants to focus on less platforms. And I think that's genius for his mental health. You guys are going to witness a big trend with social media. There's a lot of things happening. Oh, thank you, Mars. Mars says she listens to the podcast. We're going to see some big things happening. We're going to see, well, one, we have these crazy tyrannical governments that are trying to take away our access to things like social media. You have the US Senate trying to ban TikTok. We're going to see some changes. So the government is implementing different changes, but also people are changing. We don't like the divisiveness on these apps. Some people love it. Personally, I don't like the increasing polarization, but I still love the community. I still have fun on Instagram. I have fun connecting with people. This is still good for me. So I'm still planning on staying here. Pardon me. But here's something that happened the other day when I took a little break from Instagram and we went on a family vacation. And I was sitting on the airplane and I decided not to watch a movie. And I pulled out this marketing book that I've been dying to read for a long time. And I was like, well, this is a really good time to do this. And I pulled the book out and I pulled my journal out and I read the book and I just took a bunch of notes on it. Not only did I finish the whole book on the flight there and back, you know, sometimes those books sit there forever and it seems like this insurmountable task that's going to take you months. At least that's how I feel. I just got it done. And I learned so many things. I took amazing notes. I got like a bazillion ideas for content, for workshops that I can teach on. And I thought, huh, Carla, that was really good work you just did. And you were super efficient. You got like real serious good work done in a very short period of time. How can you get more of that in your life? Because while I believe these social apps are still really amazing for your business, it's free marketing. You have a global audience. Most of us are not using it that way. Myself included, I've been guilty of that. Showing up here, sometimes I am so strategic, but sometimes it ends up being this big time suck and I get sucked into this evil vortex, scrolling and not arguing with other people. I'm very careful not to do that, but you know how it goes. Or we create directionless content. Do you know what directionless content is? It's like you show up and you make something, but you might teach on something, you might make something beautiful, but you're not guiding people to a certain place. If your content isn't directing people somewhere, you could probably just take your time back. Because really, what's the point? Yes, you can create followers and like consistency and help the algorithm, but ideally, you're really purposeful with your content when you're showing up here. The downside of all this is, man, does that take an incredible amount of personal discipline and boundaries to come in here super intentionally. I have direction. I have purpose. I am getting in. I'm getting out because this app is going to show you a million different things. And it's so easy to get sucked into things. And what do we get sucked into? Inflammatory content, comparison, just time wasters. Memes are never a waste of time. memes are always a good use of your time because laughter is medicine and the world is sick. So make time for memes every single day. So while I think it's a boss move that Mark just made, and who knows, maybe this will be me one day as well. But for now, I am choosing to stay on this app. But that plane experience drastically changed things for me. I already was strategic, but I'm going to be so much more so now. So what are some things that you can do to make sure that you are being very strategic with your time when you show up here so that you don't get sucked into those vortexes, so you don't get like the life drained out of you? One, I love the batch creation content process, and I do this off of the app. It happens in a Google folder. Oh, what are these little things? It happens in a Google folder. Once a month, I sit down for like a few hours and I write, and I keep my brand pillars in mind. This was taught to me by Robin Savage. Love, love, love this. Keep my core brand message in mind, my brand pillars, and my goals for the month. And then I sit down and I write offline. I write and I write and I write and I write all my content ideas out in advance. When I do this, I get my time back. I make better content. I create purposeful, direction-based content. So that's one, batch create your content off the app. Number two, look for your sources of inspiration outside of the app as well. Lately, I've been falling in love with Pinterest again, because sometimes we're like, I'm doing research and we're scrolling. But we know how that goes. Yes, you might find some ideas in there, but also that scroll can like really take us over. So look for inspiration off of the app. I love Pinterest. I love old school Google, not for news, because you know how those guys are, but you know, like for work and inspiration and those kind of things. Books. Go pick up a book. I've been reading a ton of books lately. Watch workshops on YouTube. Look for inspiration off of the app. When you are on the app, I have ADHD. I get distracted very easily. So I have a little sticky right here on my computer that reminds me what I want to do for engagement. And then I actually set a timer on my phone. So I hop into my broadcast channel for free coaching every single day for like 5 minutes. I give myself 15 minutes for my DMs every single day because I definitely want to see the people in there. I want to answer their questions. I want to see what they're sending me. And maybe 10 to 15 minutes for engagement where I check out what the other people in my world are doing. And again, super intentionally. Not just scrolling. I like go and look for certain people. I want to see what my mastermind students are doing. I want to see what my coaches are up to. I want to see what people inside of my membership are doing. I want to look at their stuff and see what they're doing. If they're implementing my tools, is it working? Use this app also to get people off of the app. Use this app to get people off of the app. When you are showing up intentionally for work, use it to get people onto your email list. I will be serving up a ton of free content for you guys here in the next little bit. Downloads, free workshops, content like that, because we can delete them ourselves, but the app can delete itself any day. And people like me that tell the truth, I'm especially at risk. But even if you don't, guys, Allie Reeves is a coach that I follow, and her account just got deleted by Meta, and she's squeaky clean. She didn't say anything bad about anybody, anything. She doesn't break any of the rules. She got deleted. That can happen at any time to any one of us. So if you're not focusing on using this app to get people off of the app, get them to your podcast, get them to your email list, it's kind of a waste of time. It can be gone like that. So pay extra special attention to that. Come in here really intentionally. That's how you boss up. Yeah. Like I call my group the Sovereign CEO for a reason, because we are CEOs. We are not in here messing around. We're not pretending like we have businesses and just like actually just scrolling and playing around. No, like we're like bosses. So when you show up to use Instagram, think about it like that. Be a boss. Wow, that's exciting. I did not make that. How do I, was it this? Be so intentional. Because I remember having fun on this app. And I remember, and I know that you guys know what it's like for this to be a fun and easy and inspiring place. You can have that back. But you need boundaries. So just like in my personal life, I have played with the idea of all or nothing. Like drinking, for example. I drink very, very little. And I keep on having this thought like, well, maybe I'll just quit forever. And then I decide, I actually don't like that. I don't want to be all or nothing right now at this point in my life. You know, we just did this fun trip to Whistler. I had an awesome day skiing in the Pow. I had a beer after at Apres and that felt really, really good. We went to sushi. I had a hot cup of really good sake with it. And then I'll go back to being me and I won't drink for like a couple of weeks or a month. I feel like these apps are kind of the same way, you know, like 80-20. We just need a lot of intention. We just don't want to be coming in here haphazardly. We do need to be careful. Technology is a gift right now, but we have to be super mindful. We have to consume these digital platforms really consciously. So even before you grab your phone, you know, do so with intention. Why am I grabbing it? Do I need to? Am I creating with purpose? Is there direction? Am I trying to lead people a certain place? Save yourselves, because there's a lot of bad in here, but there's also a lot of good. So I'm here for the good. I love that you guys are in my world as well, because that means that you appreciate some higher level stuff. You'll notice I haven't been sharing scary things. I haven't been sharing doom and gloom. I like to connect with you guys on the things that we both know to be true about the world and do like little touch points on that. But mostly, I want to get your eyes on what matters, because that's what I'm spending a lot of my time doing as well. I'm going to hop off here because we have our weekly coaching call inside the Sovereign CEO. So I'm just going to hop in there. Yeah, let me know your thoughts. How are you guys feeling about social media? Would you quit? Are you using it more intentionally? Is this a brand new thought to you? Let me know in the comments. And if you want to work with me, come check out the Sovereign CEO, because we talk about this stuff. We talk about living in the digital space, maximizing it, leveraging it, but also consuming it consciously. Because your business is the long haul. You don't want to get burnt out by your business or these apps. Yeah. Have fun, guys. If you want to see that video by Mark too, the full video is over on YouTube. Mark, we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you on here, but I get it. Boss move. Okay, guys, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, we have some great workshops coming up for you at the end of the month. We've got the mastermind coming up, lots of things on the go. If you have questions about any of these programs, if you want to join me inside the Sovereign CEO, send me an email, carlajoytreadway@gmail.com, or you can always hit me up on Instagram. It's at carlajoytreadway. Carla is spelled with a K. Awesome, my friends. Thanks for listening. If you got value out of this podcast, please share it to your stories. It really helps us a lot. And if you like what we're doing over here at the Sovereign CEO, please consider giving us a 5-star review and subscribing so you don't miss any episodes. Okay, friends, I'll see you guys next time.